Okay, here we go.
Hey.
What's up, Kingston?
This is Jimbo.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Nice.
Yeah.
We nailed that.
Woo!
We did it.
All right.
Yeah.
Great job, guys.
So what's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
That is. Play with records. Get your favorite records. Put them on the machine. Play with records.
This is Matthew Barber, mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Do not adjust your radio set, listener. You are listening to The Farfield on CFRC 101.9, your Monday night show for ambient and experimental music, modern classical, spiritual jazz, things of that nature. And we are starting things off tonight with music by Von Spar, featuring as well Aiko Ishibashi, Joe Talia, and Tatsuhisa Yamamoto. This is from the release Album 1, recently released on Bureau B. There's also an Album 2. Great set of albums, wonderful music. They're a group, Von Spar, originally from Cologne, that collaborated with a number of artists back in 2019, including Academy Award-winning composer Aiko Ishibashi, who did the music for Evil Does Not Exist, which I recently played not too long ago. That's a movie from 2023, and as well as the movie Drive My Car, did some great stuff for both those films. So we're listening to the track 4, which is just the fourth track on the album, and after that we have music from Yai, Y-A-I, coming your way. That's right here in the Farfield. Let's see if our CFRC 101.9. Thank you. Welcome back, listener. We just heard the track Meeting of Sun and Moon by Yai, Y-A-I. That is, according to their bio, a, quote, laptop jazz duo consisting of John Thayer and David Lackner from New York in New York State. They just released the album Sky Time. That came out not too long ago in September. And you can catch that one on AKP Recordings. You can get a limited edition vinyl LP if you're interested in that stuff. And before that, we heard the track 4 from Album 1 by Von Spar, featuring several guests, including Aiko Ishibashi, Joe Talia, and Tatsuisa Yamamoto on Bureau B. Great album. So, hope you're having a great Monday night. I've been having a great weekend. Went to a wonderful wedding reception and also to the Battersea Pumpkin Festival this past weekend. It's October. It's a great time here in Kingston, here in this part of the world. Very grateful to be seeing all these beautiful fall colors. I hope you're soaking it up and kind of on the fall colors. Sort of on the fall colors theme. We have an album that's got a nice orange cover. This is a classic from 1971, the album Journey in Satcha Dinanda by Alice Coltrane, one of the towering early figures of spiritual jazz. I wanted to go back to some old stuff, some classics, and this one is an album featuring another legend in that genre, Pharoah Sanders. We're going to be hearing the track Isis and Osiris live at Village Gate, New York, 1970, from that album. And stick around, because after that we have some new music for you guys from Luke Sanger, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Music by Alice Coltrane and Pharoah Sanders. That was the track Isis and Osiris, live from the album Journey in Sacha Denanda. A bit of a mouthful, took a couple practices, but I got it. We're going to be moving on now with some new music for you guys from Luke Sandra. This is from the label Balmat out of the UK. Luke Sandra, also from the UK, and this particular label is great because they have a very consistent and pleasing minimal art style for all their album art. It's really great. I've played some other music from this label before, and I'd love to buy one of those LPs one of these days, so keep an eye out for that. Of course, you can always get it on the Bandcamp. Recommend you do and support artists. It's always a great way to go. So we're going to be hearing the track Terraform from the upcoming release, and then after that, we have music by Tristan Parrish. This is an older release. Tristan Parrish we've heard recently with Ensemble Zero because they did a release on Bureau B recently that was music for vibraphones featuring a 1-bit synthesizer, which I thought was really fascinating. So I went back into Tristan's work and found some earlier 1-bit synthesizer music. So we're going to be hearing music from the album 1-bit Symphony. And it's really fascinating to hear something being produced by such a simple circuit. So look forward to that. But before we get there, here's some Luke Sandra with the track Terraform.
I'm JB, host of The Canadian Shield. Join me Saturdays at 4 p.m. over CFRC 101.9 FM, Cogeco Cable 282, and CFRC.ca. Nowhere else.
The National Campus and Community Radio Association is a coast-to-coast collection of stations providing alternative radio. Since 1986, the NCRA has supported a network of community radio stations giving voice to socially, politically, culturally, and economically disadvantaged groups. Representing diversity in broadcasting, this radio station is a proud member of the NCRA. Learn more at ncra.ca.
Country roads, take me home.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlaw. Inviting y'all to join me and my many legendary guests every Sunday from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, this is where real country music lives every Sunday from 8 to 11. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear.
Welcome, welcome back, listener. Earlier we heard the track Movement 3 by Tristan Parrish from the album One Bit Symphony. Music composed and recorded, produced on a very basic one-bit synthesizer. The circuit for which is shown in the album art is basically just a very simple circuit. And it's just, I think, an exercise in simplicity and minimalism in a way to show that you don't need particularly advanced music production gear to make great music. And I was just very interested in hearing that after I heard Tristan Parrish's more recent release with Ensemble Zero. So great stuff. And before that, we heard Luke Sandra with Terraform. So coming up next for you guys, we got some music coming out of Toronto. We have a collaboration here between Joseph Shabasin and Ben Gunning. This is from the album Ample Habitat that recently was released on the Seance Center label. There's a lot of great Canadian stuff, especially out of Ontario. The duo themselves are from Toronto, and we're going to be hearing the track Barbo Peak from Ample Habitat. After that, music by Simon Leoza, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you. And that was Three, number 8 by Simon Leoza from Act 3. And before that, we heard the track Barbo Peak by Joseph Shabasin and Ben Gunning from their recent release, Ample Habitat. And we're getting down to the end of the show here. I think I'm just going to sign off for you guys tonight. It's been great hanging out. I've been doing this one on the road. I'm not at home with my usual setup, but that's all good. I'll be back at it soon. It's been fun putting these together as always. And I mentioned, I believe last week, how I've been listening to a lot of Moderna records lately. And not all these are Moderna, but they're all, we're going to be finishing off some nice, calm solo piano music, which for me is a, personally, I've been enjoying it as a great way to start my days, but it's also great for late night as well to just kind of wind down, I think. So we have three tracks, three pieces coming up for you. First off, another Canadian musician, Douglas Parth, from the album Scenes from Casa Bonita. I believe Douglas Parth is from Edmonton. And this is the track Patios and Hidden Havens coming up. And then after that, we have Melissa Galosi with the album Acorn. We're going to be hearing the track Calm Soul. And then we're going to finish with Snorri Hallgrímsson from Landbrot 2. We're going to be hearing the track Sandloa. And I believe the former two or the last two we're going to be hearing are Moderna Records releases. Great record label doing great stuff out of Montreal. So it's been great. It's been a good time, you guys. Remember, you can find us on CFRC.ca where you can stream, you can find archives, you can find out more about the station, and you can find out more about what's going on in Kingston in your community. All kinds of good news posted through that website. A great resource for you. You can currently reach me, just you can email them at the CFRC.ca and say, hey, I want to talk to this guy in the far field. Or you can even reach out to me on my Instagram if you're so inclined, at John F. McRae. That's the best way to do it for now. Here every Monday doing ambient music. Hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening to local radio. And here is Douglas Parth with Patios and Hidden Havens right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Hi, we're Long Distances, and you're hearing us live on CFRC 101.9 FM.